Okay, two of Munster greats have hopped the ditch and are now coaching in the top league of France in their top 14. One is coaching La Rochelle in the Heineken Champions Cup final this Saturday. The other joins us on the line now, Racing 92's Mike Prendergast. A boy to kid.
How are we doing, guys? How are you?
We're great.
Prendy, I know it's tough, especially watching Champions Cup final when you've ambitions of being in there. And for Racing, this was another year that you would have been disappointed not to be at the business end.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, I suppose, in the same season. In October, we lost the final against Exeter. Tough one to take. And obviously, our ambition was to get back into the final and go one further, but it wasn't to be. We lost to Bordeaux in the quarterfinal, which was a disappointing performance, to be honest with you. We didn't fire enough shots, to be fair, and we came up short. So a disappointing campaign for us. Fortunately, for the top 14, we're third at the moment, so with two games left. So hopefully we can make the playoffs there and push on for a bit of silverware.
And then from a personal point of view, what's life like in France, and when's the last time you even got to get home?
Yeah, it's been quite bizarre. I suppose, look, it's the same for everybody, but not getting home, I suppose, was something that getting home was something you'd always look forward to. I haven't been home actually in about a year and a half, so hopefully we'll see what happens over the next couple of months or so and try and make my way back. But yeah, look, we're getting amateurs here. Actually, Paris and France itself has opened up a bit since yesterday. The terraces and stuff are which is a big part of the life here in Paris. They've opened their terraces, the restaurants, I should say. So there's a bit more life happening here, and over the next few weeks and few months, there'll be a bit more going on. So hopefully we can get back to some bit of normality.
Mike, that must be tough. You know, I know you're plying your trade over there, but to be away from home for so long and, you know, missing out on your family and big occasions.
Yeah, look, it's part of being away. You do get used to them away nearly, 8 years now, and I had a stint as a player for 2 years. So you kind of get used to, and as a coach, you remember Dunners when you were playing as well. It was often, big events that you just missed. It's just part of the job. I suppose, look, the frustrating thing is, especially when I'm living in Paris, because it's quite accessible to get in and out of, and you're regularly getting home, or every 3 or 4 or 5 months, kind of. But unfortunately, as I said, we haven't been home, and almost I haven't been home myself in a year and a half. So, but look, hopefully something will open up, and we might be able to get back over the next, as I said, month or two.
There is one Munster man heading back home very, very shortly. Simon Zeebo, how much of an addition do you think he's going to be to the Munster team and set up?
He'll be huge, Marie. I'm sad to see him go, to be honest with you, from here. He's been excellent for us. And he's such a positive guy as well. He obviously has a very good skill set as a rugby player. That he'll add a huge amount to Munster. He brings something different in terms of the way he plays, and just his kicking game. Also, having a left footer is going to be something that's very valuable to any team as well. And the other thing is, he's just such a positive guy to be around, and he's a great team player for everybody, and he's been a joy to coach. So look, he'll be a loss for us, but he'll be certainly a huge gain for Munster.
In Racing, it suited him. It enabled him to express his personality. Do you think he's going to be able to do that in the way that Munster is set up?
I think he will. Simon will always be himself. That's what I like about him. He's I think from a playing point of view, he'll, as I said, he's got a different kind of skill set as well. Just the way he's running lines and stuff like that. He can be a hard man to defend. That's why he scores a lot of tries, and he's been a prolific scorer for Munster, and same for us over here. You know, you even look at the final, the Champions Cup final, he scored 2 tries that day, especially one of them just a really good late line that he cuts. So he'll bring a different skill set. And I think, he'll bring... I know at home he's very popular with the fans, and I'm sure they're delighted to see him come back, and he'll bring that excitement and that, as I said, that positivity. He's a really positive guy to be around, and it's infectious, and he was a very popular member of our playing group over here, So there'll be a lot of positives for him to to bring home with himself.
Who's more popular, him or Finn Russell?
And they're on par, actually, I think. They're on par. Like two peas in a pot, they're always together. They've a great relationship. They read each other very well, actually, on the pitch as well, you know. So they've got a very good, positive outlook on life, and they're fun to coach and they're fun to be around as well. You need that part as well, you know, because especially a season like this, it's just been going on for it seems like forever. And when you've guys like that and I suppose the mentality they bring in every day and the positivity, as I said, they bring, it can enlighten your day and make it a you know, a happy place to work.
Mike, I've been tough on Finn Russell. Maybe he's not my type of 10 that would play the corners, and I was disappointed he didn't get that he got the nod ahead of maybe Johnny Sexton. But touring to South Africa, what do you think he can bring to that touring party, and do you think he can push for a starting test spot?
Yeah, I just think what Finn can do is he can do stuff that maybe other 10s can't do. I know, look, it depends who you speak to. As a player, for some people, he's maybe not their cup of tea as a 10, but when you coach the guy and you see he's matured over the last year, a huge amount in terms of his game management. He's added a lot to his game in terms of his offensive kicking game as well, which is a very hard thing to defend, because you know these days that there's defences are quite dominant, and you know they're eating up the space. But as I always say, you'll still find space. It's how you do it. It's either going through your phases, or you can use that short kicking game. So that's something that he's added to it. And I think overall he's kicking game, he's going to build a bit more kicking into his game in general. And it's something that we see here, and I know from speaking to Gregor Townsend that they're happy in Scotland the way he's driving the team, I suppose. And look, even last week he pulled a few tricks out of the hat for us against Poe last weekend. Just his passing game, and he can just, you know, he can create things for players around him. And the difference with Finn is maybe to other 10s, he just does it so late on the gain line, so he becomes really hard to defend, him personally. But also then, if you look at, I suppose, from our point of view, if you look at the likes of Ernie Vakatawa or Zeebs or Teddy Thoma, he's finding space for these guys with late decisions on the line, and that kind of what separates him. But I just think, yeah, there's a serious chance he could push if things fall his way. He could push for a starting spot, absolutely. Yeah, he's in good form. And obviously he had a bit of a break out there because he was suspended, but he's had a couple of games under his belt, and you can see him, he's getting back into the groove. And I think the more he plays at a higher level, and hopefully, as I said, we'll go potentially into playoffs and hopefully into finals and stuff, and that's something that could stand to him going into the Lions series.
Donald, I see you nodding along there, but I know you don't agree.
No, I do agree with him taking to the line, and just I think the one that stands out, and it hurts probably the most, Mike, was against Munster. Just even the space to nutmeg, was it Rory Scannell that time, you know, and you see all the brilliant flair, but you just, especially with a trip to South Africa, Prawns, do you worry that, you know, it's going to be a different type of game? It's going to be a set-piece battle. We know how Razzie sets up. He nearly doesn't want the ball.
Yeah. Well, that's a valid point. But I think the other side of it as well, he is one player that you look at South Africa under Jacques Niemeyer, their defence, obviously Munster would be familiar with Jacques Niemeyer, who coached there with Razzie. His defence is something that's admirable, and it's probably something that's from an attack point of view, you've got to try and figure out. But I do think Finn is the type of player that can do something in a split second that, you know, maybe they'll probably need that. And I think whether he's starting or potentially they might use Finn as a tactical player and put him on the bench no matter how well he's playing, you know, and potentially for the last 20 minutes, 30 minutes, bring him on or you know, or a bit more and see what he can do. But look, he's a special talent. And I think just in terms of a mix there, I personally thought Johnny should have went as well. Just, you know, he's proven it before. I found that hard to understand, but I would have personally brought both of them. I just think, yeah, as I said, Finn is a player that if you are struggling to break down their defence, that he has the ability to unlock it with his skill set.
Prendy, looking at the game as an ex-player, it's moving so quickly, just whatever about rule changes, but just little things like the breakdown, entry into tackle height. You look at some players now like Gavin Coombs, leg drive and contact. There's so much going on. How do you keep evolving as a coach? How do you keep moving with it?
It's a good question, actually. I think coaching in France is actually, it's a good place to be, because even in our own club here, we've say 10 different nationalities, and as a coach I'd be quite open. I like communication going both ways, and I like listening to what players have to say on certain aspects of the game or what it may be. But I think with it, as I said, when you speak to players, they have different little bits of philosophies on certain parts of the game, and you pick up little nuggets, and obviously yourself and watching games and I suppose just researching and coming up with ideas yourself as well. And you know, you try things at training to see if it's something that suits your skill set within your team, you know. So and I think, look, talking to other coaches and just keep upskilling yourself as much as you can, because as you said, the game is moving. It's moving fast, and you just got to keep with it. And as I said, talking and discussing is a great way of finding out, you know, different ways of doing stuff.
France does sound like a fascinating place to learn your stripes and to be coaching. And it is two French teams in the Champions Cup final. Were you surprised to see La Rochelle there?
I'd say if you asked me at the start of the season, I would have said yes. But as the season's progressed, I just think they're a team that are, you know, in terms of performance, just keep snowballing. They just seem to be getting better and better and more confident. They're very, very well coached, obviously. They've a very good balance, I think, to their side. But the question you're asking me, am I surprised? I'm not over the last, I suppose, 3 or 4 months. You know, for me, they are the most consistent team in France, and you know, probably Europe, you can say as well, especially after the performances they had. And even to go to somewhere like Gloucester and win, I know people might think it's the hardest place to go, but I thought it was a very, very good performance over there. And obviously then to beat, you know, Leinster, anything that beats Leinster is obviously a very good side. But I like the way I just like the balance of their team in terms of, you look at their 8, 9 and 10, 3 Kiwis, a lot of experience there. And then there's that mixture of young French players that are, you know, part of that French team. And you look at Bougary at hooker, Aldred at 6 or 8, if Victor Vito plays or not. And then you have the likes of Brice Jolan, who was with us previously in Racing. They brought him down, and he's actually, after, you know, breaking through back into the French team after being out for a good few years. So they have a real good balance to their team, and they're a team that, they just look like they're every week, they're just, the confidence is growing, and they look like a very tight-knit group. And I fancy them on Saturday purely because I just think they have the bit between their teeth at the moment.
Mike, is that such an important part of it? Now, you mentioned 10 different nationalities, and look, we can see the reflections on the pitch of the likes of John O'Gibbs and Ron O'Gara in the performance. But bringing it all together, the culture, I can't find a better word, and I know it gets thrown around an awful lot, but if you can get that right, is that a massive work on for you? Are you constantly thinking, how do I develop a better relationship with these lads?
Yeah, I think, look, relationships in anything, in any walk of life, in any job, in any sport is a fundamental thing, you know. You have to have that. You look at it, and you even read the, you know, some of the articles there, and those players want to play for John, and they want to play for Rog. You can hear it, you can see it, and I think the proof is in the pudding at the moment. You just with their performances, they have huge belief in their coaching, in their coaching staff down there, and these are world class players that are talking like this, that have been coached by world class coaches. So you know, I think the boys have done an incredibly good job there. I think the recruitment was really smart at the start of the year, to bring in guys like, obviously, Will Skelton, who was, you know, he was with Saracens, he'd won Champions Cup. It's not as if he was, but to manage to get him there, you know, probably took a bit of convincing, I'm sure, because La Rochelle were kind of, you know, they were setting out in their, on their pathway, and to get someone like him and to bring him in, and he's been a massive facet down there in terms of their, and you'd appreciate it, Dunners, in terms of their set piece. Trying to maul against them is, you know, straight away you have a weapon taken away from you, because they destroy mauls between himself and Antonio. And then they brought in a couple of South African boys as well, and Dylan Leeds and Raymond Rule, who was in Grenoble, playing Pro D 2. So, and obviously Brice Julian, who I mentioned about, and the one other guy I think that he kind of resembles of how La Rochelle are going, especially over the last number of months, is Area West at 10. I just think his game, you look at him last year, even, you know, he wasn't just putting up trees, but this year, over the last 3 or 4 months, his game has just grown and grown, and I'm sure that's a huge. Rogers had a huge influence there, and I think he's key to everything that they've been doing over the last kind of couple of months. So they just seem to have it right. And as you said, the culture. I know Ronan from his time down in the Crusaders, he obviously had a lot of learnings from that side of things with Scott Robinson down there, and he brought that skill set along with his own technical and tactical ability. But in terms of how he manages the team and how he's built the relationships and what they do off the pitch, in terms of what to do and the length of time they're on the pitch, they seem to have the right balance there. They look fresh all the time. They don't have too many injuries. So everything is pointing in the right direction for them, and credit to Raj and Jano for really bringing it together.
Because it's
in a very short space of time, I should say. Sorry.
Yeah, just on that, because it's a lesson to all coaches. Like the examples you've given are brilliant, and the one that stands out for me is Will Skelton. When he was with Saracens, he was an impact player, Prendy. He used to come off the bench for the last 30 minutes. But in La Rochelle, we've seen him doing 80-minute stints now, no problem at all. It's Jono Gibbs and Ron O'Gara saying to him, no, you're a starter, and you know, as a player, you grow a foot knowing that someone's going to back you like that.
Absolutely, and I think they put a bit of pressure on him from the get-go to get fitter, and he alluded to that himself. He mentioned about Raj had a few quiet words with him about, you know, trying to improve his fitness, and he's went away and he's done it. And as I said, he's such an important player for them, because, as I said, from their own mall, which is a very it's a huge weapon to have in any team. But, you know, from an attacking point of view, to have that from their mall, but also from a defensive point of view as well. As I said, he's breaking malls up 4 or 5 seconds or 10 seconds into. And he set up, you know, so that's a huge weapon to have. And as you said, he's not a guy that, for his size, he's not a guy that's, you know, going off after 60 minutes. He's playing these 80 minutes. And the same with Antonio. You look at a big man at tight head prop there, and you looked at the Leinster game, the last day, and the heat was there. I think most of us felt that, you know, potentially two players like that might fall away a bit in 60, 65 minutes, but it was them that were plugging away at the end, and Skelton came up with a try. I think it was maybe 60, 70 minutes into the game. So, there's, as I said, there's a lot going right on down there, and it's huge credit. And as I said, in quite a short space of time, you know, when you look at where they were last year to where they've came in, you know, within not even 12 months, you look at 6 months, the whole thing just changed down there. And just speaking to people that are in the know, and I suppose players and stuff, and the world coming out of there, it's been a really happy camp, and that's, once you get that right, if you get your environment and your culture right, everything else will fall into place, you know, in terms of the tactical, and if you're a coach and you've that tactical and the technical side right, you know, it becomes a hard thing to break down, you know, and that's what they are at the moment.
Mike, Toulouse do have the X-factor players, though, the Cheslin Colbys and the Antoine Duponts. How do they contain players like that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I had a good chat with Raj about it yesterday. They're the type of team, and they're the type of the two players you mentioned, in Antoine Dupont and Chelsea Colby. They are the type of players that can just score off nothing. And yeah, look, I think the positive thing and the confidence La Rochelle can bring into the final, you know, you speak about obviously attacks, we speak about mauls and everything, but look, I know it's a bit of a cliche, the fences win championships and win trophies. And you look at La Rochelle this year in top 14, they're 100 points clear in terms of their statistics, in terms of their defence. You know, they've 100 points less conceded than the second team. So defence is a massive part of their DNA down there, and it's something they do really well. They've got a rush defence, and it needs to be on the ball on Saturday, because when you have players like the two boys that we mentioned, they can score from nothing. That's the thing off turnover ball or counter attack. They're lethal. But look, knowing Raj and spoken to him over yesterday, actually, they're well aware. Like every team, it's one thing saying and another thing putting it into place, and that's the challenge that will be there. But I do feel that the other thing is there's two players that are, looks like they're going to be out. Well, one is definitely is Marchand, the hooker. He's their captain. He's an incredibly good player. He's so good on the deck. He slows ball down. He's just a massive part of what they do. So he's out with suspension. And Zach Holmes looks like he's not going to make it. He's probably a player that people don't speak about enough or too much to say, because obviously he likes to DuPont and Tomac and these guys, and Colby probably take over more so. But Zach Holmes is a player that there isn't much said about him, but he's just a really smart footballer, plays 13 for him, and he's kind of that calmness in midfield, and he's a ex-10, so he's a guy you can see that he takes a lot of pressure off the likes of Entomac, who for me, since his injury, maybe hasn't hit his straps yet. But look, Saturday could be the time he does it. And the other thing with that is the weather is going to probably play a big part in it as well, because I don't think the weather looks too good for the weekend. So it's an intriguing game to look forward to.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. Mike, before we leave you go, would you call it? Who do you think will come out on top?
I think, look, obviously, from an Irish point of view and a Munster point of view, I'd love to see Raj for himself to win it. I think for his coaching, since he's started his coaching journey, it's going to be, he's won a top 14 here with Racing, and he's won two Super Rugby championships with Crusaders. But I think this will top everything off, and I think La Rochelle will go on to win it. I just think they've the bit between their teeth, and another one who's kind of, it's up in the air at the moment, and just looking at the weather is Bottia, if he's going to play or not, the 12 who went off against Leinster. But there's positive enough vibes coming out that he will play, and I just think that as I said, they've the bit between their teeth at the moment. They're on a roll, they're confident, saying that Toulouse can score from anything, but my I'm going to go with La Rochelle.
Fair play, Tim. Mike, we know it's tough for you and it'll be a hard watch because you want to be there, but thanks so much for joining us this evening, and best of luck, and hopefully catch up with you real soon.
Great stuff. Good to chat, lads. Thanks for having me on.